Hey, what's up, everybody? Today here on Trust and Believe, I am with my most amazing group, Dig Deeper Nation. Earlier this year, during the pandemic, we started a big group called Dig Deeper Nation, and so many people decided to join Dig Deeper Nation to really push themselves to the next level of who they are. And while I know a lot of you out there have really pushed hard to get amazing physical results, what's most important to me is that understanding while you actually push to get those amazing physical results, you're actually pushing your mind to the next level of who you are. And I really want you to attach to that, and that's what Dig Deeper Nation is about. Right now, we are just about to finish our third full challenge, which is the climb. We actually did a third mini challenge, which was the mental dig, but this is our third full challenge. But today, I'm here to talk to you, to answer some of the questions that you put in the comments, and I'm going to try to answer them as fruitfully and as wholefully as possible. So I really challenge you to, instead of just sitting back and listening, have either a notepad or a journal out there, and even if the question doesn't apply to you, to write something down that applies to your particular journey. Going into this last couple months of the year, less than 2 months of the year right now, I really want you to focus on what your journey is about. That's why I have this hat on. This is my journey. I really want you to focus on what your journey is about. Because before I answer these questions, it's really important for you to understand that your journey is yours. You own it. You slay it. You wake up every single day owning one thing, more than your house and more than your car, and that is you. You own you. You own your journey. Once you are birthed into this world, and after 18 for most of us, you own yourself. Like your parents, while they are now maybe supportive of you for some of us, you still own yourself. And that means that you are in control of your journey. This is about how you are willing to take control, to push yourself to the next level, to the next level of who you are. And I sound so redundant when I say things like that, but I can't say it enough. Every day when I work out, I decide how hard I'm going to push, how far I want to go, and how deep I want to dig. And so when you hear some of these questions, I want you to apply them to your personal life, even if it's not your question. So here we go. Without further ado, if I can have your attention for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you have your pen, pad, or your journal to get started.
Somebody say, oh yeah!
No? What's up?
He's better than Oprah! Come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So our first question is from Tanya Metcalf. She says, what do you do when you plateau and feel like you're not making progress? What do you do to stay motivated? Well, I've spoken a lot about plateau, so I don't want to stay too deep into the plateau, but I will say again that a lot of people feel like when they hit a plateau, they are at this really in this really bad place, or maybe even at a crossroads of their journey, and it's not. You know, you can plateau and still move forward. I don't know why, and I get a little heated here, but I don't know why people think that just because they haven't lost weight in a week, like the world is over. It's in your mind, it's in your heart, right? So again, like I said before, instead of looking at a plateau and thinking like, oh, I'm putting all this work in for nothing, there's nothing I can do. Oh, now I'm stuck at 185 pounds. Instead of crossing your arms and becoming closed off, be like, word, like I'm mother here, right? I'm here. Like I've showed up this far so that I can continue to push and again, celebrate the success up until this moment. Stop looking at plateaus as if it's the finish line. Plateaus are down here. Plateaus are down there. Down there is something you can stand on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm standing on a plateau. I'm not pushing myself up against a wall. This is a wall. This is a plateau. And amazing things happen there. So stop looking at plateaus as wall. Plateaus are stepping stones. What if you were walking up the steps and every step was like crooked and rocky and angled at like a 60 degree angle? Then I would be like, plateaus are bad. If that was the definition of a plateau, I would be like, plateaus are really bad. But it's not. It's a solid foundation. It's flat. Plant your feet and focus and know what it is that you have to do. But most importantly, celebrate how far you've come. Look, right here, I even say in my book, I say congratulations for what? For making it all the way to page one? Yes, exactly. Congratulations for being motivated to start on your personal transformation and for turning the page on everything that's been holding you back. That is amazeballs. But congratulations as well for being who you are right now. People who are willing to take that first step toward life transformation are the strongest people in the world. The more struggles you've had, the stronger you can be. And when you think that a plateau is, if you think of a plateau as a struggle, great, great. Because that means you've had some struggles along the way. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your fifth go round with Insanity or if you press play on another one of my programs and thought, this is hard, insane is right. Because the kind of fitness I care about is what's inside of you. It's in your mind, it's in your heart. And both of those are great places to find strength because you're in charge there. Nobody else can tell you what to do or who you are or how strong you can be. It's all up to you, right? So when you think about plateaus, I mean, it's all up to you, people. Like, that is it. Can you screen out the noise in your life and hear what you need to? Can you push away the people that told you it can't be done and decide for yourself what you can achieve? Can you trust yourself to handle the stress of change? Can you believe in your ability to succeed even if you've fallen short before? Can you believe in your ability to succeed even if you've fallen short before? So what do I do to stay motivated? I believe in my ability to succeed even if I've fallen short before. I fall short every day. Every day. There's something that I fall short on because I'm not perfect. But you have to trust and believe. Now, trust and believe. You can see why I keep going back to those two words. They're the engines that get me out of bed every day, knowing that I'll be a little further along toward my goals by bedtime, by the end of the day. You may have to train yourself to trust yourself, and the time to start training is now. Not that every day will be great, but even if I have disappointments or setbacks or an injury, I know that trusting and believing will help me understand why I failed, and I formulate a plan to overcome it. So plateaus, you have to like look at it as a way to trust and believe. Look at it as a way to continue to trust and believe, to know that it's possible. Okay. Are there plans for Dig Deeper Nation Challenge after this finishes? Absolutely. A couple things. One, we are going to start a new challenge in it after Get Lit. So I hope you all are able to make it there. It's a virtual event. But we are going to give you a calendar between End of the Climb and when Get Lit begins. Okay, so we want to prepare you for Get Lit. We want to get you the right workouts because we're planning some really tough workouts that day, specifically for Dig Deeper Nation. If anybody else wants to join, that's great. But we are planning it. Why is it so difficult to lose the lower abs fat? Losing more than 50 pounds, but I still have that lower fat. So I want to ask you a question. One, there's a lot of things to factor in when it comes to like this area. Number one, it's age. Number two, it's metabolism. Number three, it's have you had a baby for women? Number four is how long has it been since you've taken a break from fitness? Have you never been into fitness, right? I'm not saying that it's not possible to rid the lower belly fat, but there are so many things that you have to factor in. And you have to factor in what it is that you're doing and how hard are you really focusing and staying committed in order to get the results that you want. I know a lot of people who have undergone the skin surgery to remove skin. I'm not saying that's you, but if I can just be very simple and very clear, there's a couple things that, and I don't want this to come off rude or the wrong way, but have you ever had lower abs? Have you ever had a six pack? I think that in fitness, we look at someone that has a six pack and we like, I can look like that too, or that's what my abs will look like, right? What is the best your body has looked? And so, number one, you go to that. What can my body look like? What does minimal amount of lower belly fat look like on my body? Once you know that, then you can begin to compare yourself to your old self in terms of the lower belly fat. The second thing you have to think about is, well, how old am I now? At the end of the day, I choose to accept where it is that where I'm at right now at this moment, right? So I just want you guys to be very clear on how you define what lower body and lower ab fat, I would say lower ab fat is. Be very clear on that, because if you're not clear on that, you're gonna be very stressed. I gained 50 pounds and I lost 50 pounds. So I know with what gaining 50 pounds and losing 50 pounds feels like, and I know the plateaus that you reach along the way in terms of weight. And I know the plateaus you reach along the way in terms of, oh my goodness, how much am I gonna have to endure, you know, eating a certain amount of food or not eating a certain amount of food or eating certain types of food. And this all goes back to that mental struggle that I was telling you about before. Nutrition is very important, but don't over stress on what other people look like. How can you look the best that you can look? All right, how to avoid sore knees after lots of plyo cardio workouts. One, this is what people forget to do when they do a lot of cardio. And I don't even think a lot of people know to actually do this. This is very important. How many of you out there actually ice your knees? No injury, no pull, no this or that. How many of you go in your freezer at night, get a bag of ice, and slap some ice on your knees at night just because? I would guesstimate and say that 99% of you don't do that. Everyone waits until they have an injury before they take injury preventative measures. And, you know, Scott is one of the most amazing people I see do these things that I'm going to tell you. One, ice. Even if there's no injury, Scott is icing, and he stretches every night. I challenge you for 1 week to ice your knees for 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 20 minutes on, and then you're done. So it's about an hour of time, but you can do it while you're watching TV, while you're laying in bed, put a towel underneath of you. Try to do it. It works wonders. So do injury preventative measures before you get injured. The second thing is stretching, like I said.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot of people like to skip the cool down of workout because they're just happy it's over. But a cool down is set on purpose. It's the end of the workout. It is part of the workout. So try not to skip your stretches. Also, hey, listen, if you feel like you're overusing your knees and overusing your body, don't be afraid to modify. That's why it's there. Not just because, it's not just for people who may be beginning, it's for all of us. We all can utilize that modifier on the screen. So don't be afraid to do that, please. I'm still struggling with the push-up sequences. I can do them modified, but not full versions. Do you have any advice on how to build my upper body strength and enable me to do full push-ups? Yeah, this is like actually very simple. This is the best I can do. Can you see me here? Start on a wall. Start on a wall, come on your toes. I can't do a full push-up here. Do push-ups on the wall. Then the next thing you can do once you adjust to the wall is come do a push-up in the chair. Then you hit a push-up on the chair. Just make sure it's stable. You know, there are a lot of different things you can do to enhance the push-up. It's not that you have to be great at it right away. So I also really want you to think about that. Start with the wall, start with the chair, do it on the couch, do it on your kitchen counter. Starting from here and going here and build strength this way. And then that way you'll feel that, because when you're flat on the ground, you have all the gravity against you. But when you're on a wall, you don't have the gravity. And then when you're on like a table, you have less gravity. And then when you're in a chair or more gravity, and you have a chair, you have a little more gravity against you. And then once you get on the floor, and then you also can put your knees on the floor. You can also hold a plank instead of doing push-ups. These are all things that are going to aid in tricep strength, shoulder strength, and your chest strength. And these are all the things that help you be, that these are all the muscles that you utilize when you actually do a push-up. So remember, wall, table, or kitchen counter, chair, plank, knees down push-up, and then you'll eventually make your way to a full push-up. And the last thing is, you can do push-ups every day. I'm allow you to do push-ups every day. It's okay. The more you do them, because the other thing that comes to push-ups is flexibility. A lot of people, like this is my, I'm showing you my profile, it's my shoulder, but a lot of people have a hard time bringing their hand back here. The flexibility in the shoulder is very important. Some people can only go here. So imagine you trying to do push-ups and you can't even go, you can't even get the full range of motion, right? That's why we say chest to the ground. You have to be able to get that hand to meet almost to the shoulder here, right? For me, because I was a dancer and I played tennis, I'm constantly hitting this motion. But you can always stretch like this. Even just stretching like this for a few 30 seconds on each arm will help you get a better push-up just because your flexibility and your range of motion becomes a little better. And someone also put in the comments your resistance bands help as well. So I think that's great. And then the other thing is chest press on the ground. So if you got 10-pound dumbbells and you're doing chest press on your back, then 12, then 15, like all of these things, these little incremental things will help you build this strength in your chest. I struggle with working long hours and nutrition on those days. I need a snack. I need snacks that are great to grab, dump in my mouth, and go. What are your favorite go-to on-the-run snacks? Well, I have a few. People know I love power-up snacks. Found these That's It snacks. They are so good. They have like these. Oh, it is 100% fruit. So try That's It. I'll post them in here so you guys know. That's really good. But beyond packaged food, celery. This sounds, people think it sounds nasty, but celery, carrots. But one of my favorite snacks, I do not know why, is bell peppers, red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers. Chop them things up, put them in a bag. I add a little bit of Himalayan salt, shake it out in the bag. They have to be crispy and cold. Oh my goodness, they change your life. Also, I keep rotisserie chicken in my refrigerator. Go in my refrigerator, and you know, some people like that string cheese. I treat my rotisserie chicken like string cheese. I be like, bloop, bloop, bloop. I eat it just like string cheese. It's protein, and that's for me. It's a great snack, eliminates the carbs, eliminates me going in my refrigerator or cupboard. And the other thing I get, and this is probably not the healthiest thing, but a low carb or carb-free snack is pork rinds. Sometimes if I'm starving and, you know, I've been traveling a lot on the road and driving, if I stop at a gas station, instead of getting like Cheez-Its that I absolutely love or salt and vinegar potato chips that I absolutely love, I'll get pork rinds. I know a lot of people don't eat pork and I get it, but it's literally, someone told me once it is a keto snack. I don't know how healthy it is, but it does eliminate the carbs. I wouldn't say eat that a lot, but if you like them, put some hot sauce on it like we used to do in the hood, okay? And eat up. So good. Just wondering what's next. Do you have any surprises for Sean to get through the holiday season? So I kind of mentioned that before. We are going to come up with a calendar that will start the week after the climb ends. And it will take you all the way through January 9th, which is our Get Lit. It won't be a challenge because I'm going to be in the midst of creating Let's Get Up, the new dance program, which I'm super excited about. But I will have a calendar there for you, and obviously we'll be posting in there occasionally to keep you all pushed forward. How can I regain the motivation to do the workouts? I have been on and off since mid-August. I know. I totally get it. This year has been crazy, but it's more than this year. Here's a little secret, which I'm sure you've probably heard from a lot of fitness people. When the last quarter of the year comes in, there are a lot of things that happen. The weather changes, kids go back to school, we have our last summer holiday, which is Labor Day here in the States, where people like actually work out to look good because they'll be outside. Then once September, October, November hit, you don't gotta go outside. We haven't been going outside for COVID, but people still have been going to the beach and doing a lot of outside things. Then, you know, the sweaters come up. You know, we create Sean T apparel sweaters and everybody can cover up. And it's like, well, I'm not going to the beach or I'm not going on vacation. And, oh, it's nice and warm and I can have my hot chocolate and I want to sit in front of the fire or whatever those things that you do in the last quarter of the year. And then being out and about and showing up becomes less important because you're not showing your body, right? And if the driving force of your fitness is only because you can show your body in a bikini, once you get of a certain age where you are going to be you won't have the energy, you won't be able to move as easily, you ain't going to be doing shit. Because we're not always going to have a six-pack. I mean, you know, I plan on having at least a 2 or 4-pack forever. But I don't do it for y'all. I don't do it for the beach. I do a little bit for Scott. I do it a lot for me because I want to look good when I walk past me. I want to feel good in my body. I don't want to. Look, we all have those ebbs and flows. But if you're constantly on and off, you're mostly going to be off. Most of the time when people are like, I'm on and off my workouts, that means you've probably done one workout every 7 days, maybe every 5 days. So don't take this last quarter of the year because it happens all the time. I give you guys a little funny, not funny, but an interesting fact. For years, my lowest checks in terms of like payment for fitness things always came in the fourth quarter because people stopped buying fitness products. They stopped doing fitness products. They just fell off the wagon. And then they gain, you know, maybe a quarter of the weight back that they lost. And now, miraculously, they have this amazing New Year's resolution. And I'm like, really? You have to do it for you. If you wake up wanting to do it for you, it's going to be great. And with that said, my next program, Let's Get Up, is all based on you finding joy every day. That's why I wanted to create a dance program, even for people who don't dance, to wake up every day and be like, I just want to be joyful. I want to sweat. I want to move. There's no getting on the floor, no push-ups, no burpees, no nothing. It's just like, we're going to move, boom, and just have a good time. And you will burn the calories. So as a fitness professional and person who creates workouts, I personally like to create tons of different types of workouts, not just the hard ones, because I do want people to find moments of joy when they wake up every day and be able to really enjoy what they do for fitness. You know, it doesn't always need to be so daunting and so hard. I do want to say I'm so excited and thankful that you join me for this live episode of Trust and Believe. I want you all to continue to stay the course here in Dig Deeper Nation. It's very important that you utilize the community, and you are all going to finish so strong. I'm going to be creating some new 10-minute bonus workouts that will either be here on Facebook or on YouTube. So just stay committed to the climb. And I'm sure you all know that this shirt is available on Sean T Apparel. One last thing, which I'll probably say again before 2020 is over. And that is, please stop saying I can't wait until 2020 is over. Right? Day by day, moment by moment. Like there's a lot you can do with the time we have left. Regardless of how terrible the year worldly has been, there's a lot that you can do. Because one day, December 31st to January 1st, it's not like we're erasing anything. It's just another day. But how are you going to utilize the strength you have now, and how are you going to pass the baton to yourself so that you can continue the flow and you can continue your journey into 2021 by utilizing the strengths and the things that you overcame, even if this year was tough for you now. Like I said earlier when I read a piece of my book, even if you've fallen short before, there's a lot you can do right now. There's a lot you can do between now and the end of the year. And my last but not least, for those of you who joined me in my last Living in the Eights dance class that was live virtually, we're doing another one on December 5th. SeanT.live if you want to dance with me again on December 5th. We're having a holiday dance party. I can't wait. Anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of the climb. And always trust and believe in who you are.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.